Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. The first week of August, if paperwork and weather cooperate, the Texas Clipper will have a new home below 50 feet of water, 17 miles off the coast of South Padre Island, where it will serve out the rest of its days as an artificial reef.
It could be a number of months before you see a tremendous amount of growth, but growth will occur almost instantaneously.
And that's good news for anglers and divers because it will improve the fishery and provide a unique environment to investigate. Dale Shively coordinates the Artificial Reef Program.
We have sunk ships before using explosives and other devices, but in this particular case, we're going to use controlled flooding. So I have been told from the contractor that once they start the flooding sequence, it may only take about 30 minutes for the ship to go down.
However, divers will not be allowed to explore right away.
After it's done, for the first 48 hours, we're going to prohibit any sort of diving on the ship. That will give us time to inspect the vessel to make sure it's safe, to do some preliminary type investigations on it, and to make sure that we're ready to open it up to the public.
You can find more information about the Texas Clipper at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.